Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
We continue. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Growing up as a kid on Long Island, whenever I would go to the Suffolk Y JCC, I would always see photos of Bruce Pearl, because the Suffolk Y JCC, which is my gym, is also home to the Jewish Sports Hall of Fame. And I know Coach Pearl is a proud inductee of the Jewish Sports Hall of Fame. He's also a sensational basketball coach, Auburn SEC tournament champions. And now they're off to the big dance. Once again, they have it rolling as a fourth seed in Spokane, Washington, going up against Yale coming up Friday afternoon. And now joining us on the Zach Gelb Show is Coach Pearl. Coach, always great to see you. Congrats on all the success, and how you been?
Zach, been great. Been great. Thank you. And very excited, very blessed to still be playing in March Madness, and excited about the opportunity to play Yale on Friday.
So it was such a fun moment for your program to win the SEC tournament. And in that moment, we just saw the genuine emotion that you had remembering your father, who unfortunately passed away in August. I thought it was a sad, a beautiful, and a neat moment. Just kind of reflect on what you were experiencing after winning another SEC tournament.
You know, Zach, I think it's something that all of us can relate to. I think when they saw my emotions, It touched everybody, because everybody's had that happen at different times. And they know that. I just wish that he could have been there in person so I could have watched him enjoy and laugh and cry and hug him. But my faith is strong, and so is his. So I know very well that he was present. And, you know, your family is your team, and your family is your coaching staff. And of course, my family was all there as well. And so I wasn't the only one that lost my dad. My staff knew my dad really well. I used to walk around and tell him he was the real BP. He was the real head coach at Auburn, right? And when he was getting closer, he asked me, he said, "Do you think the Auburn fans be okay if I wore my Auburn basketball shirt, when they laid me to rest?" And my dad went to Northeastern. He wasn't a Southern guy, you know. I said, "Daddy, I think they'd be honored." So It was a moment, and great to win the championship, and especially so good. And now we're still playing.
I know your players are your family, and then you also have your son who you coached and has been on your staff since you got there at Auburn. I know it's a different relationship when you're coaching your son, but to be able to coach aside your son and to see him rising in this sport, just as a dad, that has to be the ultimate honor and joy, right?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, I've been so blessed to have, you know, Steven with me his whole life, right? But now that he's a young man and got a beautiful wife and Brittany and a wonderful family. To be able to share in this work and this ministry is even more special. And yeah, he does a phenomenal job. He's one of the top assistants in college basketball, and it's awfully fun, doing this together.
We all know, Bruce Pearl, you want to be successful when you get a job like this. You've had success at Auburn, but more importantly, you've had sustained success. To win that SEC tournament championship once again, just what does it mean and what does it say about the state of the Auburn Tigers basketball program?
Well, you know, Zach, it's not a time to reflect because we're in the middle of it right now. But we have won four championships with four different teams in the last 7 years. And I'm very proud of that. I am. The reason why this team has been so successful, they're talented. They like each other. They play well together. They've improved throughout the season. I think ourselves and maybe Iowa State were two teams that weren't picked in the top 25 or certainly, not the top 10. And both of us find ourselves there. And when you are able to do it in a year when you're not supposed to do it, we're picked sixth or seventh in the SEC, and we wind up being able to win the championship tied for second regular season. It tells you how hard the guys have worked, how far they've come, and the position that we put ourselves in right now.
How did your team specifically do that to exceed the expectations this year?
I think bought into the fact that we had to guard our only chance to beat Yale, who's got such a veteran team, such a smart team, such a dangerous team from three. They run beautiful offense. They don't get rattled. They led Kansas at Kansas for 30 minutes early in the season. They had a double-digit lead over Gonzaga here in Spokane during the season. And in one of the Ivy League, we're really good teams in the Ivy League. And the Ivy League has got a history of coming in the tournament and upsetting people. Look last year with Princeton beating number two Arizona. So we got to guard. We got to guard without fouling. We got to try disruptive, but not, not be impatient. And then you better take advantage of what Yale doesn't get enough credit for. They were the best defensive team in the Ivy League. And so the reason why they're so, I think they're like 328 in pace, it's because they make you take time to get good looks. You're not going to just go down there against all fives back and get something easy. They're not going to beat themselves. So we recognize that. We understand that. It's hard to run through the SEC and play anybody that looks anything like them. And so it's going to wind up that can we adjust to a game that'll be played at a different pace? That's going to be the real key.
Coach Bruce Pearl here with us. His team tips off the NCAA tournament on Friday up against Yale. Sometimes when you win a conference tournament and then everyone's praising you, people wonder if you're going to overlook the opponent. I could already tell by the way that you have been kind of talking about Yale, that's not a concern with your program going from the Hive, winning the SEC, and then getting a 4-13 matchup.
No, we won't overlook them. But we've got to be able to be excited about playing them, and we'll try to show them where by having great effort and energy and great focus, you can be effective. And we'll try to show them. Look, here's some situations against really good teams that they didn't take them real seriously, and it'll make you look bad. So you're still dealing with young people. Our guys should have celebrated Sunday night. And even Monday, and in a Monday, and you can't help but waking up recognizing that you're a champion and feel good about it. At the same time, you work all year long. You work your whole life to put yourself in a position to get in these tournaments and be able to advance. And so, we respect our opponent, and we got to do more than just respect them. We actually got to go beat them.
I know you probably don't need more motivation this time of the year, but when you win the SEC, I would think you guys would be better than a 4 seed. Did that message when you guys got the 4 seed kind of provide maybe a little extra motivation to your squad?
I mean, the guys talked about it a little bit. They wanted to know why we ranked 7th in the country or 5th in KenPom or 4th on this and everything like that. And you can use that. But the bottom line is you got to beat great teams to get there anyways. So, my big thing is, why are we all out here in Spokane, Washington? And this is a beautiful place. And we're so excited about being here and everything. But we can get there because the NCAA will fly us here and you get treated really, really well. So we're grateful. But our fans can't get here. Our parents can't get here as easily. And for that, I just don't think it doesn't make a lot of sense. University of Alabama, UAB, University of Alabama and Auburn are all in Spokane, Washington, playing in this tournament. It's not fair to our families and our fans.
Wrapping up with Coach Bruce Pearl, his team back in the NCAA tournament. They're SEC tournament champions. They play Yale coming up on Friday. Jedi Broome, I know we've talked about him in the past, but to get him into the program 2 years ago, coming over to Morehead State, to see what he's been able to give you. Now, yesterday named a third-team All-American. Just how about his growth during your time and your relationship with him?
You know, Zach, he's checked every box. You know, he had to go to mid-major Division I because he wasn't that highly thought of, wasn't a good enough athlete, wasn't this or wasn't that. All he does is go to Morehead State, get really coached, become an all-conference player there. And then because has the opportunity to maybe transfer up, can I do it in the SEC? Well, let's see. Well, he does it. Last year he was an all-conference SEC player. You know, we led by 10 in the second round against maybe the second-best team in the country, the Houston Cougars, and he had a lot to do with that. So he checked some boxes last year. He decides to come back for his senior year with the goal of being an All-American and winning a championship, and he accomplished both of those things. He's done great. And I think it's an example of the hard work and belief in himself and growth, and also recognition that when we as a team are successful, you know, you as an individual will be more successful than if you as an individual successful, but the team fails. You know, part of the reason why he's an All-American, part of the reason why we've won is because he's carried us. But part of the reason why he's an All-American is because this team is ranked seventh in the country.
You look at this team, you guys play your butts off defensively, and you guys rotate in a lot of players, 10 players with double-digit minutes per game. It looks like this is a team with no ego. It looks like this is a team that's selfless. Is that a fair read of your program, and how do you get your players to buy in when you're rotating their minutes so much?
That's certainly the way you try and play. And yet, because the guys work so hard, they've all got to accept left. I got two point guards that are playing 20. They want to play 30. It's not a 60-minute game. I got Denver Jones out there that, you know, could be the one of the best guards in the league, but he only plays 23 or 24 minutes. KD Johnson would rather start than come off the bench. I mean, you know, you just go up and down the roster. Dylan Cardwell is a center, and Chaney Johnson as a power forward. Those two guys are backing up two all-conference players. You don't hear a word for them. They're right and they're ready when they go in there. They do play selflessly. But when they do get out there on the floor, we don't drop off. We just get different. And so, yeah, this team, the strength of this team is the sum of its parts. And that's true with our coaching staff, too. You know, head coaches get a lot more credit than we deserve when we're winning. Sometimes we get a little bit more too much of the blame when we're losing. But I've got as good a staff as there is in college basketball. And it's been proven. My guys have stayed together over the years. And so I'm very blessed and very grateful.
The sport's changing with NIL and with the transfer portal. We've seen coaches that have been around a long time. Sometimes that expedites their retirement process. How much love do you still have for what you do? And do you at all think about when you're going to walk away from coaching?
You know, Zach, as long as I can stay healthy, and that's a challenge because of the pace that you have to, you know, that you have to work with. You know, it's an everyday deal. But that's what happens in this ministry. The kids deserve it. The university deserves it. The way we're compensated, you have got to. And what's on the line, obviously. So, no, I'll do this as long as I can do it well, and as long as I can stay healthy, and as long as Auburn wants me to.
Well, we know you're doing a heck of a job. I don't see why they wouldn't want to keep you around for as long as possible. He is Bruce Pearl. His team won the SEC once again. They have Yale coming up on Friday. Coach, always great to connect with you and see you.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's anniversary sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car in Carvana first.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh. I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
Thanks so much for doing this.
Great to be with you again, Zach. It's always great to be with you at this time of the year. War Eagle.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18+. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 6/15/24. Void where prohibited.